Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.
When you're investing for your financial future through superannuation, you're potentially talking about money that has to last for maybe 70 years and over 20 in retirement. So it's important your superannuation is invested in long-term sustainable companies that will give you good returns as you're building wealth, but will also last. We hear a lot about responsible investing and the terms ESG, carbon emissions trading, negative screening and positive screening. But what do these terms actually mean? Today, I have Active Super's Head of Responsible Investment, Moya Yip, with me to enlighten us on the topic. Thanks for joining me today, Moya.
Thanks, Julia, and thanks for having me and allowing me to share what responsible investment means at Active Super.
Moya, let's start at the beginning. What is responsible investing? And is it a definition that's common to everyone, or do different people and companies mean different things by the same term?
Responsible investment, it's a broad term, but I think it's best explained by what we believe at our fund, and that is that economic prosperity and the well-being of our members depends on having a healthy environment, strong social cohesion and good governance, not only of ourselves but of the companies into which we invest. So those three things are important to us: the environment, E, social cohesion, S, and good governance, G. Governance, of course, is the overarching factor for any company. And without excellent governance, a company can't hope to have well-regarded environmental policy or care for its workers or the wider society. So at Active Super, E, S and G, so environmental, social and governance risks, which are the risks that we look at as part of a holistic risk framework to deliver the best possible return that we're capable of delivering. So that whole risk return assessment, it's a large part of what we do because we believe that good ESG integration and risk management is going to deliver us long-term sustainable outperformance.
And Moya, do your members really care about it?
Of course, yeah. Our members care very much about ESG issues. They work at the grassroots in the community and in the environment. And climate change risk is considered a significant risk. In fact, it's the number one issue that we get member feedback upon. So at the moment, on the environmental side, the commitment to net zero by at least 2050 is really what we're focused upon and helping deliver that in our investment portfolio. So our members are also concerned about the social issues, and a case in point includes what happened at Rio Tinto with the Juukan Gorge. And that really brings me to the other part of responsible investing, which is active ownership.
And what sort of feedback do you get from members? Like, what are they telling you that they don't want you to invest, that they want you to keep invested? Like, what are their messages?
Yeah, absolutely. So we get a lot of feedback on climate change risk and also social issues. We're a universal owner of thousands of securities, and so we've got a right to vote and engage with companies on these specific ESG issues. And that happens directly with senior management, CEOs, chairs, as well as collaboratively. So we're, for example, members of the Australian Council of Superannuation Investors, or ACSI, and CGI Glass Lewis, and together we can engage with companies on areas that we care about. So just an example is, you know, at Rio, the Juukan Gorge incident, the Aboriginal caves there were blown up, and that was a real disaster. It was an incident that occurred, and we felt very much that, you know, there needed to be accountability for what had happened in that respect. And obviously for the Indigenous population, that was terrible. And our members were also very concerned and wrote in to us about that. So we worked collaboratively on that particular issue with our engagement providers and also with our fund managers to express our dismay what had happened in that area. And in the end, there was accountability for that. But I think more importantly in the future, you know, we need to ensure that there's a process in place so that that sort of thing never happens again. So that's for an ongoing engagement issue that we're looking at. And in other areas like inactive ownership, I could talk about gender diversity. We'd like to see at least 30% of board positions in listed companies be occupied by women. And if over time and with engagement we don't see that happen in the company, when it comes time to vote, we'll vote against the re-election of chairs or directors of companies. And that sort of action translates to a tangible outcome which can and does affect change in companies.
Moya, can you explain how both protecting the environment and having social policies to give gender diversity and so on, how that helps a company be sustainable and make it worthy of your investment?
Yeah, so we think all of these things come together and are important. So environmental issues, social issues, and good governance, and all of those things come underneath each of those things, E, S, or G. And we think that if we look at these things holistically and management, governs a company and looks at the stakeholders and all of the things that are important, we feel that that will increase value over time. It leads to sustainable profits. And we are not just looking at financial returns, but we are looking at a holistic set of risks. And we believe those sorts of things are going to lead to greater value for companies over time. And in fact, we see that over time when we look at specific mandates and good managers of ESG risk.
And from the time that you've been in the investment world, how has the interest from members increased in ESG issues?
I would say it's been exponential. There's been a massive increase in interest. Certainly when we get member feedback, our members are, very interested in ESG issues and are very savvy in terms of their questioning and what we are doing. So I would say the interest has been exponential, and it's wonderful to see because, our fund has been looking at these issues for a long time.
Hear that? It's the winds of change. People are realising that to do good for the world tomorrow, we must make good decisions today. And at Active Super, good decisions are in our DNA. For over a decade, we've been actively seeking out investments that have a positive impact on your retirement savings, the environment, and society. Active Super, your trusted super fund for the greater good. Head to activesuper.com.au today. Issued by LGSS Pty Limited as trustee for local government super known as Active Super. Read the PDS at activesuper.com.au before making a decision on this product.
When you look at the companies like Rio and what they did at Duke and Gorge and so on, do your members want you to stay invested, or do they want you to just get out of the investment?
Sometimes we get people expressing their interest in terms of divestment. And we, for us at Active Super, divestment is really the last resort. We would like to use our ownership to effect change and engage with companies. So, for example, we would like to be part of that transition to net zero. So we'd like to talk to companies about what they're doing to meet those sorts of goals that we have. So we do get people ask us to do that, but really that is seen as the last resort. We'd like to keep a seat at the table and work with companies to bring about change on those issues that we care about. And so when we do get member feedback, we explain to our members that this is what we're doing. And so in case in point with the Rio incident, we went back to our members and explained this was the process. This is what we are doing to effect change. We would like to see this process change at the company so that this incident, this type of incident, never happens again.
We also hear people talk about negative screens and positive screens. Can you explain what would be a negative screen that you might put over an investment?
Yeah, sure. So negative screening is something that we've had in place for many years. It applies to a range of things. So, for example, tobacco companies, they've been screened out of the portfolio since 2001. And other negative screens relate to controversial weapons, to armaments, gambling, and high carbon stocks. So that screen in terms of carbon has been in place for a number of years. And that means that our fund generally has a lower carbon footprint than most other superannuation funds. We measure it and we post emissions on our website so our members can see that we're under benchmark or under the average for both Australian and international equity portfolios. So that's really what a negative screen is. We also employ positive screens. And so another thing we do is invest in positively themed investments. They're things like wind farms and solar farms. We have some pure ESG style mandates that focus on renewable energy, infrastructure, For example, waste, recycling, and water desalination plants. And of course, we'd like to invest more in these positive investments because it means that we're going to move to net zero more quickly.
So one of the questions that often comes up with people talking about ESG is, do you have to compromise returns in order to follow the responsible investing guides?
Yeah, that's a great question. And we get that all the time, Julia. So for active super, return has always been a priority for the fund. So we have a fiduciary duty to our members to deliver to them the best possible return. And in fact, the latest research from REIA, which is our domestic governing body, so the Responsible Investment Association of Australasia, shows that responsible investment strategies actually can deliver better returns over time. And they've done the research which looks at timeframes, so 1, 3, 5, and 10-year timeframes, which shows that if you deploy these responsible investment strategies, you can actually get better returns over time. And it's something that we've measured internally too, so that good, strong ESG risk managers can deliver better financial outcomes over the long term for our members. So simply when our fund looks at investments, say two investments of similar return, we're going to choose the one that we feel has the greater impact.
So impact investment is something that people don't know a lot about. So can you talk a bit more about what that is and how you work with impact investment?
Yeah, sure. So impact investing is about sustainability targeted assets. And they're the types of assets that I was talking about before, like renewables and biomass projects and sustainable agriculture. The challenge for us right now and in the industry is actually measuring impact. So we've started looking at these through a set of sustainable development goals, or what they term SDGs in the industry, and also, you know, looking at impact measurement initiatives that the industry has developed and it continues to refine. It's really an ongoing thing and it's a big challenge for us at the moment. Our fund also measures impact return. So it's a methodology that, you know, we're working on by looking at all of our ESG risk work and the extra returns that get delivered over time.
And what do you think will be next for your members and what you're investing in?
Yeah, so the big project for us at the moment, Julia, is our commitment to meeting net zero by at least 2050. And that's really aligned with the Paris Agreement. So we're very excited. We've set about building a net zero model. And we started that last year, and it's going to demonstrate how we're going to meet this commitment. It's a very large project, and it looks at all of the asset classes. So, for example, if we take equities, we've mapped out our trajectories for each investment out to 2050, and it shows that in the Australian equities class, you know, our modelling shows us that only 27% of companies have this net zero commitment, which we think is just too low. And so we'd like, you know, via engagement, but, you know, both directly and collaboratively, to increase companies' pledges to reduce their carbon emissions. And that also means looking at, you know, science-based targets, and we'd like to advocate for all companies to apply for that. So we're really excited about this. The other area that we're really excited about is that we've applied this in the bond asset class, and the results there have been even more interesting. So, you know, we're one of the first super funds to analyse fixed income through a net zero lens. And given that we hold a fairly large proportion of Australian government bonds, the modelling shows us that if the Australian government were to make a pledge to net zero by 2050, this would actually reduce our carbon emissions by 78%, which we think is, you know, quite substantial. So the net zero modelling is a fantastic tool, and we're really excited about that. We'd like, you know, to communicate that to our members. And also, you know, our property portfolio is also a really highly sustainable portfolio. It's rated 6 stars by the Green Building Council of Australia, and it's, you know, it's also carbon neutral like our fund. And so, this net zero is something, is the big thing for us this year.
And do you feel that the whole industry is becoming really competitive on who's the greenest and who's doing the most in this space?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I've seen an exponential rise in that, Julia. But, you know, I think it's really important as a super fund to be able to demonstrate that we are, you know, we're actually doing things. And I think that, you know, you need to have tangible outcomes and disclose them. And that's something that, you know, we're working hard to achieve at the fund right now. And, you know, our reporting, you know, in the next, you know, few months is going to hopefully do that for our members and potential members.
Excellent. Thank you very much for your time today, Moya. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, thanks, Julia. It's our pleasure. Great speaking with you today.
You've been listening to Moya Yip, Head of Responsible Investment at Active Super. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and please remember to subscribe wherever you listen to your favourite podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au.